Our next two contestants will play a game where they have to guess if an ice cream is real or fake. I believe all ice creams are fake. Yeah, that's right. Deny, deny, deny. That way the calories don't count. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Kate Morix. You're a graduate student at UC Santa Barbara in ethnomusicology.
Yes.
Fantastic. So you're studying how people use music in social circumstances.
Yes.
Have you studied how music influences people's, let's say, you know, what they play in shopping malls or whatever to get people to purchase things?
Yes. There's actually a lot been written about shopping mall music.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of creepy and dystopian.
Good. Yeah, let's hear about it. Give me one dystopian fact.
They play stuff in the hallway to drive people into the stores, and then they blast music really loud in the stores themselves to get people to buy things. Because apparently when you're being like yelled at or singed at really loud, you buy more shirts.
Really? Got it. All right, Kay, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Sam Capoli, mechanical engineer for naval ships, and you accidentally created a sauce packet collection.
A lot of sauces.
Okay, yeah, how did this happen?
So someone at work, a colleague of mine, gave me a McDonald's strawberry jam packet and said, here, for the collection. I had no idea. I mean, what does that mean?
Like, yeah.
What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, sure. I'll go put it up here on my collection, tacked it to my board, and then people just started bringing me packets.
How strong is this collection? How many pieces?
I think it's at about 63 right now.
What? Okay. All right. All right, Sam, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Kate and Sam, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. So Santa Barbara is home to McConnell's Ice Cream, which has been around since 1949. And it's known for unique flavors like olive oil and salted almond and Earl Grey and shortbread. So in this guessing game, Jonathan and I will name ice cream flavors. You're going to ring in and guess if it's real or something we made up. But be careful, because if you're guessing correctly, your opponent automatically scores the point. Here we go.
At Salt and Straw in Portland, a sherbet called Avocado Toast Supreme. Kate.
That's true.
Yes, that is a real flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Of course that is. Portland, sherbet, avocado. It's like I'm saying the same word over and over and over again. But can you get a poached egg on top for an extra $6? That's the question.
At Ice Artisan in Scotland, mayonnaise ice cream. Sam.
I really want that to be true.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah. On the Today Show, the shop's owner described it as a full-on hit of fat and cream, followed with an eggy, milky aftertaste.
Oh. Yum.
So if you weren't sold on it before, perhaps maybe now you will be.
Yeah. At Torimi Cafe in Japan, cockatiel ice cream. Kate.
True?
Yeah, it's real. Okay, it's a honey apple flavor with sunflower and pumpkin seeds. They describe it as tasting like the moment when you're sleeping with your mouth open and your cockatiel runs over your face and gets its leg in your mouth.
What is going on over there?
At Cocky Taqueria in Los Angeles, fish taco ice cream with tiny bits of fried fish and topped with mango salsa. Sam.
I feel like this is true.
I'm sorry, it is fake.
Oh, good.
We made that up.
This is your last clue. At Bill's Chocolate Emporium in Bar Harbor, Maine, lobster ice cream. Kate.
I think that's real.
It is absolutely real. You know, if you mix that with the mayonnaise ice cream, you get yourself a lobster salad.
Great game. Kate is in the lead. If you have ever calculated the exact amount of time to leave ice cream on the counter so it gets just soft enough, you should be on our show. Go to amatickets.org to learn how to be a contestant. Coming up, we'll meet a water taxi captain and play a game where contestants guess if things are older or younger than Santa Barbara member station KCLU. By the way, I can tell KCLU has had some work done. That's a new antenna, right? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.